as a candidate for the office of presidency, he said Afghanistan was a war worth fighting as opposed to what was happening in Iraq, a conflict he opposed and has since begun certainly easing out of. Recently, a new Gallup poll, a survey, showed only 35% of Americans now approve of Obama's handling of the war. 55% disapprove. I wonder what they think now after this speech to the American people. In the speech, one of the big things that was announced was the additional 30,000 U.S. troops that will be headed to Afghanistan. That triples the force that he picked up when he took the office as president. But he promised to many who are impatient, and probably part of the reason why those Gallup numbers are low, to begin withdrawing in 18 months. Now, with 18 months, you don't have to be a genius to realize the buildup will have to start almost immediately. In fact, the first group of Marines will hit the shores by Christmas and will cost $30 billion for the first year alone. So the primetime speech, the setting was great. It was at West Point with many proud cadets in the audience, many of whom will be serving probably in this war in Afghanistan. One of the main things that the president talked about was that his new policy was designed to bring this war to a successful conclusion. What do you think would constitute success in Afghanistan? That's what we're talking about. 800-259-5791. As always, Kate Delaney, happy to be here as the captain of the ship called America tonight. Some treacherous, choppy waters. That's what we'll be handling throughout the next three here on the airwaves. All right, one of the things that, of course, the president's concerned about, and frankly, all of us should be concerned about, to get a successful mission, to say that it's mission accomplished, or the right things happened in Afghanistan, or clearly there's been a difference that's been made here by the United States having been in these, in this area for and trying to fight the Taliban for 8 years plus. So what would that constitute? It would constitute a change in thinking in the snuffing out of the Taliban, obviously. But part of the problem is who's in charge there, and that's Hamid Karzai, riddled, of course, with allegations of corruption in and around his office. Certainly this is one of the areas that has to improve. The Afghanistan people themselves have to step up to the plate to see this come to the conclusion that many people would like to see happen in Afghanistan. But truly, is it a possibility to wave that flag and say, yeah, victory, we did it? Patience and money has almost run out on this thing.
I make this decision because I am convinced that our security is at stake in Afghanistan and Pakistan. This is the epicenter of violent extremism practiced by Al-Qaeda. It is from here that we were attacked on 9/11, and it is from here that new attacks are being plotted as I speak. Afghanistan is not lost, but for several years it has moved backwards. There's no imminent threat of the government being overthrown, but the Taliban has gained momentum. Al-Qaeda has not reemerged in Afghanistan in the same numbers as before 9/11, but they retain their safe havens along the border. And our forces lack the full support they need to effectively train and partner with Afghan security forces and better secure the population. The days of providing a blank check are over. President Karzai's inauguration speech sent the right message about moving in a new direction. And going forward, we will be clear about what we expect from those who receive our assistance.
All right, so you get the gist. That's one little nugget from the speech that was a little under a half hour, I guess. In fact, there were probably nine big points in all that the president made as far as the war plan was concerned and ultimately where we're headed from here. The basic nuts and bolts of this thing is 30,000 new troops, which I already told you, not being open-ended by July of 2011, start to pull the troops back. In fact, most of the troops. So that was probably two of the biggest things that were mentioned in the speech. And ultimately, the drawdown in three, because it would be three altogether. By the time anybody knows, you start to do the pullout, it takes longer than whatever the initial date. Also, a light U.S. troop presence. So there would be some troops that would stay in that country, in Afghanistan, for a couple of years to be in that supporting role, just like we have in Germany, or perhaps Bosnia would be another example of that. So it doesn't mean there won't be any Americans afterwards. The idea is reverse whatever the Taliban gains are and secure the major population areas, like Kabul would be certainly one of them, where there's been problems recently with car bombs and whatnot. The same thing that happened in Iraq. Focus on training the security forces. You pair up the Afghan units. You try to make progress in building them into their own security force. So you have the regular soldiers that will be assigned to train with certain units, and the idea is to obviously help them improve whatever skill level they're at. And also that the Afghan forces are going to be ready to step in and, boom, take over. Once the exit strategy starts, then they would have to be able to stand on their own. So the Afghanistan army would have to grow by probably 50% or more over the next year. If my math is correct, right now about 90,000 troops to 134,000 troops. And they'd have to obviously spurn the Taliban. And the idea is to weaken the Taliban. That would be certainly one of the main strategies. And luring people away, Taliban members with paid jobs in national security or other arenas, but it's getting them to flip. The problem is, with a hard end date, it can be looked at a couple of different ways. On the negative side, the hard timetable could aid the Taliban. Now, what we've heard about the Taliban, if these numbers are correct, there's not as many as you think. It's not like that there's just 50,000 Taliban crawling all around. Basically, you're talking about leadership-wise, 100. You're talking about 100, but how odd is that when you think of the number of troops versus the so-called 100 Taliban? Well, who's helping the Taliban? The people who need the money, the illiterate people of Afghanistan who can barely, most of them, read or write, who are poor people who are eking out a way to live and to make a living. So winning over the hearts of the people and giving them something to hang on is huge in this whole thing. It's huge in the PR part of it, which hasn't happened. It's happened a little bit, but hasn't happened enough in Afghanistan, because that is key to making this work. And I think one of the biggest things, and the one that scares me the most that I don't think will happen, is the demands on Karzai's government. They have to step up more than they have before. They have to meet what has been called benchmarks on things like reducing, government corruption. All right, your thoughts on the president's strategy, if you will, 800-259-5791. We'll talk more about this in just a few moments.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Oh, okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
All right, is the president doing the right thing? I told you what the Gallup numbers were before the speech. He's getting walloped, like 35% approval as far as the handling of Afghanistan and what's going on there. So now the additional troops, you got 30,000, including about 5,000 that are going to be dedicated trainers. That means, and I just gave you the 9 points, the emphasis is absolutely on prepping the Afghans to take over their own security, okay? That is key to what's happening in this new strategy. For some, it won't happen quick enough, and for others, they'll think that it's happening too fast. Ultimately, as I said, what you describe as success in Afghanistan, here's the other thing I was thinking about. I have said this all along, and certainly, and this is because of many conversations I've had with people who have served in the Defense Department, with people who know more about what's happening on the ground in different sectors in the Middle East, particularly in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. And always, always, always was emphasized to me, Pakistan, and we know this, I mean, we've seen what's happened, is the hornet's nest. So does that mean now troops go into Pakistan? Is that the next point of entry, that it's going to be Pakistan? Or supposedly, no, that was not going to happen. But if Pakistan is where you've got Al-Qaeda and you have Taliban squeezed into that country, wouldn't that naturally be the next place to step into? It's just going from one to the other. But I don't think that's going to happen on Obama's watch anyway. It certainly doesn't seem that way, unless there was to be another attack on the United States. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So I've been scattering opinion polls all over the place all night long since that the speech was done. And in general, most are pretty open-ended. The questions, is the president doing the right thing by sending these additional troops to Afghanistan? The yes and the no, and, you know, I don't know because the wars are different, etc. And pretty much from what I'm seeing, from some very liberal, what you would describe as liberal news organizations, to a little bit more conservative. As far as the deployment of more troops, the answer to that was definitely yes, almost overwhelming, that the generals on the ground asked for more troops, so things aren't going to be solved anyway, unless you have a surge, because remember the surge in Iraq was successful. That was finally when you could see some real movement. Dana is listening to us in Texas. She's got the floor. Hello.
Hi, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, sick again as usual.
I can hear it.
Anyway, I just wanted to ask about this troop deployment, and then I had a couple of things, others I wanted to throw at you.
Sure.
But in listening to this, to do the job well, I don't think 30,000 is enough. I think if we're going to do it, put it in order, we need to go in as strong as we can get it done, and get out. We don't need to linger another year and a half. And what do you think of the military chief commander telling the enemy when we're going to leave?
Now, yeah, see, that's the mixed bag. I'm going to stop you there. The problem with that is you could think of it this way. If you do have a hard and fast timetable, it appeases the people who obviously are not happy and are giving bad approval ratings to the president, right, who voted them in, who thought they were going to get a quick withdrawal. But it also sets up for the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, et cetera, to know, well, you know, whatever, the Americans are here, so now we're going to tell the Afghanistan people, hey, you want to side up with the Americans, go ahead and do that, but they're leaving. So I hope that the military is going to protect you and the police here are going to protect you and whatever. And you got to remember, these are illiterate people, so that's also the problem. It's not the same as it was in Iraq. There's a difference between the people in these two countries, so that's a big problem. I like the thing that you said in the beginning. I would have done what McChrystal wanted, and then there would be blowback on it, but I would have said if McChrystal wants 45,000 troops and we're going to just go guns blazing, everybody we can possibly throw at them, and we're going to make this a huge surge because we think this is the way that we can knock out some of the ringleaders and get in and get out. I would have done that exactly.
Well, I just feel like, you know, nothing like putting your enemy on notice of how long, much longer you're going to be around so they can just kick back, relax, and then wait till you leave and then come back and take over everything. Now,
yeah. The
other thing I want to discuss is this infamous little saga of Tiger Woods. I find that the most hilarious thing. I assume Florida, or at least Jupiter Island, which is where his mansion is, one of the most secure places in the country.
Right.
With gates and cameras all over the place and the whole thing. I suspect they probably have a domestic violence law. And it wouldn't behoove me at all to think that they got at each other in the house, hit each other, whatever, before he ran out of the house at 2:30 in the morning and backed over water hydrants that he knew he was there because he'd lived in that house since 2005. You know, and he knew that if the stories got told to the cops, both of them were probably going to go to jail, and most certainly his wife.
Well, see, here's what I think. I don't even think Tiger. I think his wife, and that's the problem, and the officers are trying to figure that out. There are these suggestions, obviously, that he was driving without shoes, which is illegal in Florida, by the way, and that he might have been assaulted by the golf club-wielding wife whose hair was on fire before the crash because all these salacious stories were breaking about these affairs. It's not just one bomb. Gorgeous woman who's a cocktail waitress. It's another one, and then another one, and that just pushed her over the top. And I think that's what happened. You know what's funny is it's funny we're laughing, but I've seen all these websites, Dana, where men are speaking out and saying, "Hey, how come every time a man gets nailed for domestic violence, what about her? Why aren't they going after her if that's the case?"
If you watch the cop shows, the women get arrested, too, and sometimes both people get arrested, you know.
Yeah.
But I that woman was out to hurt that boy. She came out of that house with full intent of making him in pain.
Right.
And there's no telling what went on in the house before he broke loose and ran at 2:30 in the morning.
Right, I agree.
This is so domestic violence, and I think that everybody getting attorneys like they did, and nobody talking to the cops. He's going to get, I think, a $160 fine now, moving violation for not controlling his feet or something. And they closed the case, according to the news. That was the wisest thing they could do because I think one or both of them would have ended up in jail. That's my theory on that one. But tonight I heard that. I just went, oh, my gosh. She went after him to hurt him. And then I heard Wanda Sykes. Do you know who she is?
Yes,
and
herself. Very funny. Yeah.
Oh, and she took the same stance, and I'm going, I'm right, I'm right. I know.
I bet it was funny.
The longer it went on and everybody hired an attorney, that was the hoot. Nobody was talking to nobody. The girl, the woman that was an ex-girlfriend or a girlfriend that was planning his tour hired an attorney. His wife hired an attorney, and he hired an attorney. I just thought it was, how many hours did that take? 72 hours and it was over?
Crazy.
Anyway, those were my two things on my head.
I like that. Hey, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. It is interesting, the Tiger Woods saga, and that's what it is. Every day something different, certainly something different breaks. And the fact that the real interesting thing is they live in a very highbrow neighborhood, very Tony neighborhood, where the riffraff is kept out, and it's the richest of the rich and Jupiter and Windermere, et cetera. And their neighbor heard the car and slam into the fire hydrant, called the police, and that's what really opened this whole thing up. Maybe he could have kept it hush-hush. If he hit a fire hydrant, even if he had to go to the hospital, she would have, I'm sure, driven him to the hospital. They would have figured up, concocted some story, whatever. But because of that, it's become even bigger, as I said. It's like rubbernecking at an accident. People can't help themselves. I mean, this has become so titillating for so many people that it's front page news everywhere in any kind of magazine. It's not just Us and Star and the National Enquirer and all that other sort of thing. And the fact that Dana's right, that everybody has lawyered up in this whole deal, and with more women coming forward, how many more will end up with lawyers, you know, et cetera. Now, the neighbors are saying they didn't witness any domestic violence, and that Woods' minor injuries aren't consistent with someone being beat up with a 9-iron. But she was obviously very, very upset, and certainly it's not far-fetched to think that she slammed the windows and there was some arguing going on. All right, meet us on the flip side, 800-259-5791.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Song that was so appropriate for this Tiger Woods situation, and like I said, people just can't get enough of it. The case is probably closed as far as the Highway Patrol is concerned, but there are women coming out right and left to say that they've fooled around with Woods, and they have proof of it. The latest one I mentioned, I think earlier, Jamie Grubbs, who said she was involved with him for 31 months, has all these text messages and has a voicemail which Woods left for her back a couple of days ago, suggesting that his wife suspects he is having an affair. So obviously this all boiled over, and ultimately that's probably what happened in that car situation. Yeah, somebody asked me today, did I think that Tiger Woods' endorsements were in trouble? Are you kidding me? First of all, controversy sells in some cases. He's a man. All these good-looking babe women, the intrigue of that, they're not the people that are endorsing Tiger Woods are not going to say, ooh, no, he has to take the moral high ground. He's a family man. He has two kids. They don't even care. They care that the world is fixated on Tiger Woods, and certainly he didn't need this to have that happen because they're always fixated on Tiger Woods because of what he does with the golf clubs. But, you know, to suggest that he was Mr. Perfect, he certainly never did that. However, it seems as though it's a little bit deeper than many of us thought. And somebody said to me, why would these, you know, why did these women come out? Are you kidding me? The fame, it's like the reality world we live in. And the paydays, Us Magazine for the one woman, Grubbs, apparently paid her, I don't know, $100,000 plus to release a statement to them, to give them the voicemail, etc. And even though some of them make decent livings, they may lose their jobs because of what they do, hostesses, etc. So they're looking for bigger paydays, obviously. Here's what's interesting. Woods is really tight with Charles Barkley, and he apparently was on my hometown sports radio station in Philadelphia, and he talked about, and of course Barkley was asked about it, and he said, I think all the secrecy and his statement apologizing and I'm not perfect and stuff like that, I think they're making it worse. I would love for him to come out and say, hey, we had a disagreement, I'm sorry for the uproar, please give me my privacy. And that's what I would say, the same thing. What it would have been easier to do would be just to have made a statement, not anything about women or anything about affairs or any of that kind of stuff, because let people speculate and let the magazines pay the trashy women he was involved with to release their stories and their tapes and whatever. But from his point of view, he didn't have to, he could have made it easier just by making a statement. And then if people started to, some of the media that might have been there started to get out of control with questions, it's easy to say, hey, I got no comment, buddy, on that, you know, whatever. I've seen other athletes do it and do it well, and this is the thing that he should have done. Should have taken his cue from some others who have misstepped in this direction. It's funny, even John Daly, who always is often controversial and has been in his career for, I mentioned this before, for the drinking and smoking and the women and, you know, whatever. And what Daly said is the thing that he needs to look at is whatever happened, just tell the truth. And you know, will he survive the controversy? Of course he'll get over it. They'll move on. Golf has been good to him. He's been good to golf. And unless it affects his golf game, unless there's just so much turbulation that he can't mentally focus on it, but he seems like the guy that obviously, and while this was all going on, by the way, juggling all this, he seems like the guy who can block all that out, so I don't think that there'll be a problem with that. Hey, Matt, when you heard this story breaking, I mean, you had to get a chuckle out of it. I think everybody in the world got a chuckle out of it, but it's interesting how, as I've mentioned, more women are coming out of the woodwork, and they have proof of, at least two of them do, of what happened between them, and it does make you wonder what his wife was thinking. I mean, I think she just must have, like a volcano, she must have just erupted when she started to read some of these things in some of these magazines.
I was actually over at my buddy's place when we started hearing more of the story come out, and mm-hmm. when you got the details that she used a golf club to bust open the back window to get him out of the truck, it just,
you know,
it didn't make sense at all. And my buddy and I were looking at each other, it was like, what? No, that's mm-mm. not what happened. Like, clearly she was going after him with the golf club. We both called that right away. And then his wife, my buddy's wife came home later in the night, and we were telling her about it, and she got all excited. She's like, oh, he was cheating on her. I know she was, or he was. She's like, that's the only way a woman reacts when that happens. And
yeah. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Right.
And she had, you know, she's a beautiful, you know, somebody told me one time not to be attractive. I mean, there are plenty of attractive women that aren't nutty, a little bit crazy, but to be drop dead gorgeous. Somebody told me one time that God doesn't work that way, meaning that if you're really up there on the bombshell, just beautiful, that there's got to be a little crazy in you, right? So you can imagine how, and this woman is beautiful. His wife is drop. I said this to somebody today. I met her when they first started dating. I mean, just briefly, because she was at the the Byron Nelson in Dallas. There's two huge golf tournaments there. And I have to say, she is the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. I mean, she's the pictures don't really do her justice. She's 10 times better looking in person. So, I don't know. Was she expecting, maybe he's a golfer. And, the golfers are known for that. They're traveling. There's women all around them, etc. It doesn't mean every golfer is that way. There are great guys out there who are family guys who wouldn't do that. But there are certainly those temptations. And I think she just is. You knew it right away. You knew that she flipped out that he was fooling around.
Yeah, exactly. Because the story just didn't really make any sense when it was coming out, and then there are different twists in the story about whether or not he got the marks on his face from the crash, even though the air brakes didn't go off. And
yeah,
there's just all kinds of things in the story that just didn't make any sense. My buddy and I were just kind of piecing it together, and we were pretty much right, I think. But when I first heard the story, it was 2:30 in the morning on Thanksgiving night, so I just thought it was, maybe a little drinking and driving. But then, they quickly ruled out the alcohol. So as soon as that happened, then it started getting fishy, because who has a car accident at 2:30 in the morning outside of their house for no reason,
You don't is the answer. Yeah, exactly. That clicked. And I was there in Orlando, not too far from where Tiger was. And the funny thing is more of the buildup was outside of Florida because of your big newspapers and the TMZs of the world, etc. But there were helicopters all over the place. And no doubt, everybody trying to get the skinny on whatever it was that happened with Tiger Woods. And when you knew what happened with the golf club, it didn't add up. And that's part of the problem, too. In releasing a statement, you have to be careful of what you say, because you're trying to, there's cops probably listening. I have a brother-in-law who's a cop. They're not stupid. They can piece it together. They can figure out what happened. All right, let's move on to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Kate, he's kind of like Happy Gilmore, I mean, golf was kind of down, and actually, John Daly's more like Happy Gilmore, but, Tiger brought people to golf. I don't think it's going to hurt him much in golf, but he's been straight up. But you're right, man. I'm telling you something. We've got a place down in Florida, and I had it before I got married this time, and I had a beautiful girlfriend. She was the biggest psycho I ever met in my life. Well, Jerry sings a song about it. I mean, it's just, she was crazy. And it just seems like you can't have the looks and the personality all at once. You got to give one up for the other.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I've had more men say that to me. Remember the whole, runaway bride scenario? Kind of like that.
Well, like I said, I'm not saying my wife now is not beautiful. Don't get me wrong. I've got a gorgeous wife, but she's got a personality, and I was like, how does this work? But most of them I've ever dated or been around, it's been really, really beautiful. I mean, drop dead gorgeous, like you're talking. They're crazy. Yeah? They're nutty. They're crazier than a Bessie bug. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what he was thinking. You got all that money. Everybody's out for a dollar. I mean, how long does he think he can keep that on and then not sell their story? I think it's pretty low for the women to sell their story for $100,000. I mean, they were just as trampy as he was. So.
Yeah, I agree with that. But it's about the money and the whole fame thing and the bubble, and probably some of them would lose their job. I said this to somebody, Stu, thanks for the call. I said this to somebody earlier, that if you're somebody like Tiger Woods and you are going to fool around like that, it's almost with these lawyers, they should draw up some kind of a contract and they'll pay them XYZ not to say anything. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all 3 pack lights have gone through 2 hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with 2 high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448. For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Who somehow thought, I don't know, people weren't going to find out about these women. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. You think of Alex Rodriguez, same thing with him when what was going on during his marriage after his, well, when his wife was pregnant, and then after she gave birth, the Madonna thing, the stripper from Scores in New York, and how the media was just rabid and they were following him all over the place. Of course, his wife got nasty verbally, but she didn't swing any golf clubs or break any windows or didn't have anything that happened that it looks like happened between Tiger Woods and his wife. And just like Tiger Woods, Alex Rodriguez doesn't like to necessarily buddy up with the media, and he likes to be a little bit more private. But take that to a new level with Tiger, and you know, he certainly wants nothing to do with the conversations that are happening on sports radio and everywhere else across the U.S. I mean, everywhere you turn, there's stuff on Tiger. All right, coming up, we have a dungeon moment, and it's not Tiger Woods. It's something completely different. Let's take a few. Al in Canada, you have the floor. Hello.
Yeah, hi. You know, for a guy who spends 3-4 hours every day practicing driving, you think he could get a bloody car out of a driveway without wrecking it. Kate, you know, he wrecked a tree and a fire hydrant. He's got every dog in America mad at him, right?
You know, yes.
He's not winning any friends, not to mention that. And I was watching a story about Tiger Woods, and my dog was sitting beside me, right? Mm-hmm. And when he saw that destroyed tree and fire hydrant, he started to growl, and then they started to growl like crazy, and then they threw up a photograph of Tiger Woods. I had to hold him back. He would have wrecked the TV set. You know, Kate, the speech by Obama tonight, right?
Yeah.
Did Harry Truman go on the radio 2 or 3 nights before Hiroshima and Nagasaki were fried, rightfully so, they should have been fried, You know, these, we've got a bunch of morons up here in Canada who every anniversary of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they go running around saying, the evil American Empire, how dare they drop a bomb on Hiroshima. Harry Truman may have killed a few innocent people. I don't know how many innocent people were killed, but he killed a few innocent people to save the lives of millions of people, right?
Right.
Harry Truman. Yeah, but mm-hmm. did Harry Truman go on the air 3 nights before Hiroshima and give a speech telling the Japanese what he was going to do? Obama's going on there saying, we're going to pull out in 2012, right?
Mm-hmm. 2011, yeah.
He's going to start to pull out in 2011. It's conveniently going to be done. Everything's going to be wrapped up like it was a nice little ribbon on it about a week before the election, probably. He's probably timing it. So, what is that going to do to Al-Qaeda and Taliban? They're just going to sit around and wait for a couple of years. Because, you know, Harry Truman didn't announce a day before D-Day. Did Truman go on the radio a day before D-Day and tell the Nazis what he was going to do?
No.
If you're going to win a war, you go for did you hear the word unconditional surrender or victory tonight?
Yeah, there's no victory in there, no.
Mm-mm. No, he didn't mention the word unconditional victory. If you're fighting a war, you do it. You have the element of surprise and secrecy. You don't go on the bloody television and give a speech of telling them what you're going to do. You do it by surprise, right? And you get unconditional. There should have been two things. There should have been no speech, and he should have gone for unconditional surrender. I'm not talking about atomic warfare. I'm not talking about dropping the bomb on Western Pakistan. He should go into Western Pakistan and carpet bomb it. Not using atomic bombs. They just use bunker busters and then get the heck out of there.
Well, yeah, they should have done that. They should have done that a long time ago.
Right,
Al, thanks. Got to let you fly. You know, it's interesting in talking about the whole date thing. It is true. It does coincide with the next election. Obviously, the people around him, and as every president does, they're playing for another 4 years, so the politics enter it certainly. Don in Wyoming.
Kate.
Hello.
Don't you know if you mess, you can't pick off a Swedish bikini model, man?
I think he ticked off a Swedish bikini model in a big way.
Hey, so I heard those girls down in Melbourne are pretty hot too, but my gosh, McTiger, come on. I mean, you know, what more do you want, you know? I mean, geez, I don't feel sorry for the guy at all. Sorry, you know, he's, you know, when you're making millions and you're in the public eye a lot and that, and, you know, and I've listened to some really neat stories about Tiger and he gives millions and millions of dollars away to charity and stuff, you know, but,
mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, it kind of goes back to when Kobe got caught, you know, and it's just, you know, look, you guys are in the spotlight and, you know, she takes him to the cleaners on the divorce, and I don't blame her one bit. I mean, I just don't get it, Kate. Heck, man, I don't even got a girlfriend. If I had a girlfriend, I'd be treating her like Queenie Sheba or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't get it either, except for that when you're that wealthy, from what I've been told, in Hollywood it's the same thing. You can never, you're like a hedonist. You can never get enough of whatever it is. Sex, beautiful women, etc., fast cars, whatever it is, the adrenaline rush. But it doesn't give you the excuse, and the problem is that he's uber private anyway, so he has to know that everywhere he goes, people know that's Tiger Woods. I mean, they know it's him, so he's not. There's no undercover for Tiger Woods or George Clooney or Brad Pitt.
They know the paparazzi's following them, and
yes.
You know, people are taking pictures of everything they do, and you're just not going to. Oh, Kobe thought he was going to get away with it because he's in that little Colorado chalet or whatever in a quiet area, and he thought, hey, you know, ain't nobody looking, you know, but he rebounded, so, you know, and Vanessa took him back, and, you know, I'm sure hopefully they'll work out their differences, and, you know, but don't kick off one of those Swedish bikini models. And as for Obama there, you know, I agreed with him on the part that he was, you know, taking his time to make up his mind and decision. For crying out loud, the Republicans have had 8 years. They ain't come up with no end game for Afghanistan and and he's trying to come up with an end game. And, you know, maybe part of this talks with Karzai was like, hey, look, what I need to know when we can start getting out, when you're going to be able to take over. Maybe Karzai told him, hey, 2012, I think we'll have enough troops trained. And, I mean, you've seen we've already started pulling out of Iraq, and they've taken over most of their own security, and we trained enough of their forces. And it took a long time, you know, but... You know, but, you know, I love Al when he calls, and he's a very smart man. But, you know, we didn't just bomb Japan and leave. You know, we went into Japan and built military bases. I grew up on one of them there, you know, and they're still there today, you know. And the same thing in Germany. Same thing in South Korea, even though that war's never officially ended.
But I think he was trying to make the point that it was a surprise attack, and it wasn't what they were expecting. And he was making the analogy of, geez, do you want to just, you know, say, here's what we're going to do? That you're right that we didn't just leave them in the lurch afterwards. In fact, some people still think that it shouldn't have happened. The bomb shouldn't have been dropped for what happened to the people there, their skin peeling off their faces, the death and the destruction of the collateral damage of the people. But that's part of war, unfortunately.
Well, and, you know, but to just carpet bomb Afghanistan and then leave and say the job's done, we did that, Kate. We, you know, Charlie Wilson helped the Afghans win that war against the Soviets. And, you know, like you said, we blanked the end game, you know. We left them to their own, and then next thing you know, they didn't care what went on in Afghanistan, and the Taliban came in and took over and turned that place into a...
That's true.
It was, and,
you're right.
You know,
absolutely.
We just can't, you know, it's unfortunately, I don't like being over in the Middle East, Kate. I'm like, you know, just let everybody know, you know, we got Israel's back, and if you mess with them, we're going to mess with you. And you know, I just don't like being around over there in that wacko, you know, I guess there are some good parts to Islam, but, you know, I just believe it's a religion that was designed to destroy Christianity and Judaism, but in any case, you know, they just need to, you know, we can't just, you know, go in and blow somebody to bits and then leave, because then you leave a void. You know, when you topple a government, you got to ask that's what happened at the end of World War One. You know, we just sat there and said, oh, we're going to just, you know, starve the Germans to death, take all their money to pay for World War One, and well, that's the British and the French did that, and we don't care what's going to go on there. And then next thing you know, crazy man like Hitler comes to power. But you got to go, hon, and, you know, we need to just, I agree, you know, I don't like a specific date. Like Al said, you know, you don't tell them that you're leaving this date, but we do need to get to a point where we can't spend 20, 30
all that
years
money,
in a while our guys are getting shot at,
no,
you know?
I agree with you. Drive safely. Thanks. Last word on the show, Don. Here's one from George Patton to sum this all up. Never tell people how to do things. Tell them what to do, and they will surprise you with their ingenuity.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.